Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Back on our halftime show, which is afternoon, or this evening rather, it's presented by the Asbury Park Press, a proud supporter of Monmouth University Athletics, as we're joined by our good friend from the APP, Josh Newman. He's made the trip up to Webster Bank Arena. Josh, how you doing on this Friday evening?
I'm hanging in there, Eddie. Thanks for asking.
Well, I think we all are at this point. We're just happy that we didn't encounter weather coming up the
absolutely,
short trip.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Monmouth is leading Fairfield, Josh, 29-22. It was the first half that when it was 20-18, Steve and I were talking with each other about it, that Fairfield looked good at that point, moving the ball well, hitting outside shots. Then the quirky Max DeLeo play happens, and Monmouth uses that to spur them on that big run. Your impressions of the first half?
As cliche as it sounds, it really was a first half full of runs. Monmouth goes on a run. Fairfield answers with an 8-0 run. Monmouth ended the half on a 14-4 run. You know, I don't think it was a great half by Monmouth. I thought it was a great final 6 minutes on both ends. They got locked in offensively. They were living in the paint. They were getting out on the break when that opportunity was there. Defensively, you know, I thought they've done a pretty good job. Fairfield had probably a few too many open looks early, but I thought Monmouth really, really kind of cleaned up on both ends there late.
Hawks were led by Deion Jones. He had 13 points on 6 of 9 shooting. Josh, second straight game that Deion has been great in the first half. 16 at Manhattan and Draddy Gym last Sunday.
Yeah, in fairness, you know, Manhattan defensively, that's a completely different animal, you know, compared to any MAC team that you're going to see. You know, Manhattan goes man to zone, zone to man, you know, hybrid.
In a weird zone at that.
You know, hybrid zone, right. Matchup zone. So, but in any case, you know, Deion had a huge first half against Manhattan on Sunday, then disappeared in the second half. Comes out tonight, has 13 points on 6 of 9 shooting. I think he's been doing a very good job being aggressive, and his teammates are looking for him. And if they can get a full 40 minutes here tonight out of Deion, it's going to go a long way to deciding this outcome.
29-22, Monmouth and Frank. Conversely, for Fairfield, no one over 6 points. Tyler Nelson had a couple of three-pointers. Fairfield shooting just 30%. So, Josh, I think safe to say this game looks similarly to the last time these two teams played. But in that game, Fairfield led by four at halftime. Monmouth waited till the second half to go on their big run. Now, with halftime happening, that big run was kind of cut into. What do you see, or what do you want to see out of Monmouth the final 20 minutes in this game? Again, the Hawks at the midway point in the MAC standing 7-3.
If they can kind of replicate what they did over the final 6 minutes there of the first half, I think they'll be okay. You know, I thought they were pretty patient on offense. They weren't really making too many mistakes. I thought they were pretty locked in on defense. You know, as I said, Fairfield was getting a lot of open looks from the perimeter early. I thought Monmouth did a nice job of cleaning that up. If they can replicate those final 6 minutes and just be clean and, you know, relatively mistake-free on both ends, I think they're going to be fine.
You know what, Josh? I'm going to do something we haven't done before, but I think I want to use this time with you to go over the out-of-town scoreboard, also get your thoughts on the rest of the conference. As on our Asbury Park Press halftime show, we'll take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard here at Webster Bank Arena with Monmouth in front of Fairfield, 29-22. Late in the second half in Niagara, Marist in front of the Purple Eagles, 61-59. That matchup, two of the lower-seeded teams right now in the league. Mike Makers, Red Fox, is just looking to get any win.
They're dangerous because, you know, they're a one-win MAC team. In my opinion, they're a one-win MAC team in name only because that tough start to the MAC, a lot of key guys were hurt. Khalid Hart, Siobhan Lewis, T.J. Curry, those guys are all back now. And they have their entire core, and it's going to take a while to really get going, but they're going to win some games here down the stretch. And if they can really get it going, that's probably not a team you want to see in the first round of the MAC tournament come March.
Game up in Buffalo. Quinnipiac trailing Canisius 57-52. I'm obviously a Monmouth guy. I'm high on the Quinnipiac Bobcats. I think they're going to be a team no one wants to see at the end of the season. I love the Hurst Drame. And again, I'm limited to what I saw. And I saw them really do well against Monmouth. But Canisius 40 seconds away from a big win.
Canisius, you know, Monmouth has been a nice surprise here in the MAC. But I think Canisius, who graduated Billy Barron, MAC Player of the Year last year, I think Jim Barron's done a phenomenal job coaching that team. And as you just said, that's another team where you're really not going to want to see Canisius late. They're very well schooled.
And I think maybe the king of teams you don't want to see late outside of Iona, who's off tonight, might be Manhattan, and the Jaspers lead Siena. But it's closer than I think a lot of people thought. It's 81-77 with just over 2 minutes to go. Now 81-79 with 2 minutes to go in Manhattan against Siena. I don't think anyone wants to see the Jaspers with how they play. Away from home, they're a different team. But they're in a dogfight right now with the Saints.
First of all, I think that's a very high-scoring game. I think we can both agree it's a high-scoring game. Neither Jimmy Patsos nor Steve Maziel is going to really be happy with that defensive effort. But Siena's interesting. You know, Brett Bisping's been out since December, 6'8 junior forward. There's supposedly a decision coming on the rest of his season. You know, Jimmy Patsos said on February 1st they would decide what to do with Bisping. And that decision, one way or the other, could impact the MAC race if Bisping decides that he does not want a redshirt, because the redshirt is on, you know, that's an option for Bisping right now. If Bisping wants to play, you have to give Siena a fighting chance at the MAC tournament, one, because that's a huge piece of the puzzle, and two, the MAC tournament is at the Times Union Center in Albany. So if Bisping comes back, that's a very big deal if he plays the rest of this year.
And if at all last year is mirrored to this year, they were the hottest team at the end of the season that nobody wanted to play. Obviously, the two teams very different, as you said. Guys banged up. I think Siena's had to rely a little more on Evan Himes this year than they thought they would. And I think he's phenomenal. I love Evan Himes. I love his energy. But he's had to do it now night in, night out. It's going to make for a pretty fun couple of weeks. They're in a couple of weeks up in Albany.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think we could agree. You know, Iona, probably the best team in the MAC. They are in first place right now. On paper, they certainly have the most talent. But, you know, Mammoth found a way to beat Iona. Canisius found a way to beat Iona. Manhattan, that's Iona's blood rival. They still have to play twice. You know, 1-8, 1-9, it's going to be a pretty interesting MAC tournament. It seems like, you know, this is the year where maybe a low seed comes charging from the quarterfinals and makes a run to Saturday or even Monday. Who knows?
Well, I know that you'll not only be with us up in Albany, but obviously the home stretch, this game and then the nine more after this one in MAC play. Buddy, appreciate it as always.
Appreciate it, Eddie. Thank you.
That's Mammoth beat writer Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press giving us his knowledge with the Hawks in front of Fairfield 29-22. We're back in 2 minutes here on our Asbury Park Press halftime show on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Fans, the Boathouse Bar and Grill at 1309 Main Street is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Go visit them in Belmar. Follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. Also, the members of the New Jersey Education Association work to make public schools great for every child. Lastly, we invite you to visit the Jersey Mike's Subs location on the corner of Route 36 and Mammoth Road in Carriage Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com. Back with my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz. I want to thank Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press for joining us here at halftime. And Steve, I think the one thing that maybe has been better than Deion Jones' 13 points is probably the Webster Bank Arena in-house DJ, who has been on absolute fire in this game.
He's been very, very good. Now, you stole the word, Eddie. I was going to say, I believe they call it fire.
He is, listen, it's a little fire emoji.
He is fire right
now.
You
can throw that meme up with Will Smith with his mouth open from the Fresh Prince, you know, when you hand him the aux cord, because Deion Jones is hot, obviously, with his first half going 6 of 9 for 13, but not as hot as the DJ is. Steve, Mammoth shoots 56% from the floor. They out-rebound Fairfield 16-12. This is the new Nicki Minaj thing I was telling you about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I know it.
We're going to weave it. We're going to weave in and out. Fairfield, Steve, is struggling, shooting just 30%, but they've hit 4 of 12 from 3. That's what's keeping them in this game. But I want you to talk a little bit more about what that Max DeLeo hustle play did to the complexion of that first half. It's amazing what a big dunk or a big defensive stop or one play can make in a basketball game.
And it really changed the momentum of the first half. Segura thought his team had called timeout. All of the Fairfield players were walking towards Sidney Johnson. Segura flips the ball to one of the officials at half court. But no timeout had been awarded. No whistle had blown, and Max DeLeo went, dove on the ball, got it, dribbled down the floor, and scored a layup. And that was huge for the Mammoth Hawks and really got them rolling. And they went to that zone. The Fairfield has really struggled shooting the ball. They're 8 of 26 as a team, 4 of 12 from 3. Nelson's gotten some looks. He's 2 of 6 right now and 2 of 5 from three-point land. But Monmouth offense, 22 points in the paint, really getting to the rim. And then the Monmouth defense has really been their calling card all season long as they rank at the top of the league in all the defensive categories. Fairfield right now only shooting 31%.
Steve, the other three games in league play right now have all gone final in between when we said goodbye to Josh and brought you back on. In Niagara, Marist with a big road win at the Purple Eagles, 65-61. They're a team that could be dangerous. They've gotten T.J. Curry, Khalid Hart, and Siobhan Lewis. They're all back now. That's a dangerous trio of a backcourt.
That is very, very dangerous, and guys who can really fill it up. And Siobhan Lewis is a very impressive player, and getting Hart back obviously is huge for them.
In Buffalo, Canisius has hung on. They've defeated Quinnipiac 63-57. Big, big win for the Golden Griffins. They keep pace towards the upper half of the league standings. They're now 7-4, so Monmouth needs to win tonight in order to keep ahead of Canisius. And in Manhattan, the Jaspers over Siena, 87-79. Really high-scoring game in Riverdale. Siena's gotten some players back, Steve. They got back LaVon Long, Rob Poole. They combined for 34-9 tonight, but 20 from Emmy Andahar, 14 from Shane Richards, and 13 from Ashton Pankey. Too much as Manhattan wins.
And they play very, very well at home, and that kind of separates the middle of the league a little bit. Iona at 8-2, Ryder at 8-3, Monmouth 7-3, Kenesha 7-4, Manhattan 7-4, and then you have a bit of a separation now with Quinnipiac and Siena both going down. They're 5-6. Fairfield at 4-6, St. Peter's at 4-7, Niagara 2-9, and Marist 2-9. So right now, the top of the league, Iona, Ryder, Monmouth, Canisius, and Manhattan. What a job that Jim Barron is doing at Canisius after losing so much last year with Billy Barron and Jordan Heath, Perez, Manhertz.
Yeah, Manhertz, Buffalo Bill now.
Yeah, they had a good, good team. Obviously, Billy Barron being just a stud of a player. But
yeah, no, I'm with you. Hey, if you're talking coach of the year, you know what you're going to talk about? You're going to talk about Tim Kloos. But there's going to be a lot of decisions to be made. Because you know who else you got to discuss? Jim Barron and Kevin Baggett. Oh, and by the way, King Rice.
Absolutely. And I think those are the four guys right now that you're looking at. You can always talk about Steve Masiello and
Agreed.
The job that he does. But I think right now, you know, Kloos could probably win it every year
right.
because of how talented they are. But I think Baggett, Jim Barron, and King Rice are your choices right now for Coach of the Year in the MAC.
Obviously, we're at the midway or a little past midway point in this season. We've now gotten into the past midway point in this game as Monmouth inbounds, and they're going to work the ball around the perimeter here. Zach Tillman almost throws one away. Monmouth's able to maintain possession. Hawks moving left to right here in our second half. Justin Robinson throws down low to Brees Kofani. Kofani, single covered, now double teamed by Kirkland. Kirkland knocks that one out of bounds. It'll be Monmouth ball with 9 on the shot clock.
Well, that looked like it went off of Kofani's knee. Not a great possession so far for the Monmouth Hawks. Dodged a bullet, and Nelson really had that ball and then coughed it up. Tillman dove on the ground to get it to save the possession.
Yeah, Monmouth really should have lost possession twice in this game. Deion Jones throws an alley-oop that's too far intended for Kofani. Monmouth third chance at one. 3 seconds on the clock. Deion Jones will drive and lay it in. Steve, Monmouth stole that possession from Fairfield. There's no way they should have scored that time down floor.
And I'm not surprised at all that Sidney Johnson called a timeout there, because I looked at the bench of Fairfield after Deion Jones got that layup. That was a complete and utter broken possession for the Monmouth Hawks. They shouldn't have had three shots at all. They should have had one shot at all at the rim. They got three of them. And then Jones gets an easy layup to beat the shot clock, and just a look of disgust from the Fairfield coaches.
We'll keep things right here on the floor as Sidney Johnson takes that timeout with not even a minute gone by in the second half. It's 19-19 left. Monmouth now in front, 31-22. It's biggest lead of the game. You said they should have got one shot. Really, they shouldn't have gotten any. Zach Tillman almost threw one away. Then there was, what was the second one? Oh, the ball that really went off of Kofani and they gave it to Monmouth. Missed alley-oop. What an absolute, Steve, one of those, if it's your night, it's your night possessions. Now you look at this game and you go, Monmouth put one run away from really doing the Fairfield tonight what they did on January the 18th.
I would agree, and I think Monmouth now has to realize that, and a good team takes care of business in games that they really should win. And I believe that Monmouth is more talented and is the better team in this game. You go on the road, it's always going to be a grind. Right now, Monmouth up 9. Now is a good team. They have to really put their stamp on this game. Defensively, they got to get stops and then continue to try to get run outs here. Outlet the ball to Robinson and let him go and try to get buckets that way.
Steve, I don't know if you just saw what's going on the main board here. There's a nice video board here at Webster Bank Arena. It's also home to a minor league hockey team. They got the kiss cam going. And they put the kiss cam on a guy and a woman next to him who wasn't his wife. So they quickly had, he went like this, he kind of pointed, no, next to me. And they had to slide it over, and it was hilarious. We could have, oh, wow.
Whoa.
Full-fledged makeout sesh going on Kiss Cam now. What is happening? Yeah, that's, oh, they're going again. Oh, no. Oh, my God, enough. We are mercilessly back to the action. Hawks in front, 31-22. Steve, do you see? And we were worried maybe about team energy off air coming in. Weird late tip. It's a weird game. You're not too far away, but it's later. Monmouth has played with tremendous energy tonight.
A lot of energy and a lot of clapping from Justin Robinson to the music. Again, the DJ.
DJ's
doing a great job.
Doing a heck of a job. Hawks defending here. Fairfield into some motion looks. Gilbert drives. Nice two-man game with Sidibe, and Robinson commits a foul. It'll be the first foul on Robinson, and Sidibe will have to earn it at the line.
Oh, Gilbert got a running start. He got the dribble handoff and turned the corner hard. Nice drop-off to Sidibe here. But Robinson recovers, and good foul. Sidibe would have had a wide-open layup or dunk. Robinson commits the foul. Now he's got to earn him from the line.
Yeah, I do actually like that foul. I want to see where our Fairfield statistics are. We have so many papers. Sidibe's at the line. And he misses the first one. Steve, it's an excellent foul. He's a 72% shooter, but he misses the first one.
Ends up being a good foul. Robinson saving points there.
Not even 1 minute gone by in our second half. Sidibe missed them both. Kofani with the rebound. Now it's a tremendous foul. Robinson leads Monmouth back. Hawks in front by 9. Throws down low to Tillman. Tillman throws to Kofani. Kofani kicks it out to DeLeo. He pump fakes Tyler Nelson in the air. Has to dribble back out. Throws to Kofani at the elbow. Kofani is called for traveling with 18:47 to go.
I thought Kofani missed opportunities to find open teammates there. Both times he caught the ball, the defense collapsed on him. He had a pass out to DeLeo too late, and then he had one to Deion Jones that he never got to because he traveled.
18:40 to go in our second half. Hawks in front by 9 points. Back to that 2-3 zone. Coleman Johnson has it top of the key. Swings it to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson throws for Segura top of the key. Return pass to Nelson. They throw at the elbow. Coleman Johnson, little turnaround jumper, is off the front of the iron. And it'll be a loose ball foul, they say, on who? I think they're going to say it's on Monmouth. Steve still didn't get a name on who committed the foul. They say it was on number 1, Brees Kofani. He picks up foul number 2. That was a head scratcher.
Yeah, it was. I'm not sure where the foul was. Nobody was really around the rim to get a rebound other than Deion Jones, so not sure where that foul took place at.
Segura will inbound. Gets it into Sidibe. He'll lay it in right under the rim to make this a 7-point game.
And that's too easy there. Baseline out of bounds. The bigs running an X cut there from the elbows. They cross and try to get position down low, which they did.
Robinson, top of the key. Gets a ball screen from Zach Tillman. Dribbles himself down to the block. Throws top of the key to Jones. Jones throws down low to Zach Tillman. Tillman, little spin move. Picks up his dribble. Throws out to DeLeo. 15 on the shot clock. DeLeo returns to Tillman in the block. Tillman spins baseline. Little far away. Throws top of the key to DeLeo. Now goes to Robinson with 6 on the shot clock. Robinson drives around Nelson. Little floater. Is missed. Loose ball rebound comes down to Deion Jones. Jones tried to throw it out. Bodies hit the deck, and Max DeLeo, of course, comes away with it. Max now drives, and he's fouled by Coleman Johnson. Another hustle play made by Max DeLeo.
And the Monmouth Hawks really had no even chance of getting that ball until DeLeo dove in there and just made another great play. I thought Gilbert wrapped up Deion Jones a little bit on the ground, and Nelson was going to come up with that ball, but DeLeo comes out of nowhere, gets the ball, and then goes to the rim and gets the foul.
Max DeLeo, 2 points in this game as he again misses a free throw. He is continuing to struggle. from the line. His two, the 2 points that gave Monmouth the last lead, or the last time they needed the lead on that quirky Sidney Johnson timeout play. DeLeo makes the second one. That's 32-24 Monmouth.
DeLeo is struggling right now consistently from the foul line. That's something that, you know, usually a guy like Max goes up to the line. You're used to him knocking down those free throws. He's missed some big ones this year, and I think it's now just a confidence thing.
Fairfield into their motion set here. Gilbert drive, kick out to Nelson. Pumps it three, resets, tries again. This one off the right. Rebound, Sidibe battles Kofani. Sidibe comes out of the pile with it, and he turns over twice, and he's awarded a timeout with 17:14 to go here in the second half. It's got to be a travel, right? He came out of the pack on his back and rolled over. They award Sidney Johnson the 30-second timeout.
Well, great job by DeLeo mixing it up in there. DeLeo is just all over the place. And he's basically jumping on that pile like it was a fumble. But Sidibe gets the ball and rolls over with it. That's a travel. No call. And Max DeLeo, after Sidibe rolled over with it, Max DeLeo dives on the ground again to get on top of that ball. He's just relentless.
17-14 to go in our second half, 32-24. Hey, if you're watching on ESPNU right now, you can check out the Monmouth advertisement on the table board. And while that's happening, we can do this audio-wise as well. Visit MonmouthHawks.com for information on all of Monmouth's Division I athletics programs, as well as follow along on Twitter, at MUHawks. Whoever made that, by the way, did a heck of a job.
Looks great. Well done.
Team effort. Segura will inbound the ball after the timeout. Throws it into Steve Johnson. Johnson didn't play at all in the first half. He's probably the best outside shooter, not named Tyler Nelson, on the Fairfield roster. Monmouth stays 2-3 zone. Throws right wing for Gilbert. Fairfield into the end of their set here. Ball deflected out of bounds as Coleman Johnson tried to bullet one to Sidibe. Monmouth knocked it out of bounds.
They screened the middle of the zone there, tried to get Tillman caught and sneak somebody in between Tillman and Kofani. But Tillman did a good job recovering and getting a hand on that ball.
Johnson has it on the left wing. Gilbert hits the deck, gets up, is now the handoff to Segura. Segura with over three gone by in the second half. Throws to Coleman Johnson, top of the key. Throws right wing Steve Johnson. Into the right corner, Segura, three on the clock. Segura, a little Euro step move, misses that shot short. The tip goes up and in by Sidibe. How'd he get that one to go?
Well, that wasn't a good shot by Segura against the zone, but credit Sidibe for working, keeping that ball alive, and putting in the tip.
It's now a six-point Monmouth lead, 32-26. Justin Robinson dribbling top of the key, throws left wing for Zach Tillman. Zach way out of the comfort zone. Now it's a throw to DeLeo top of the key. Kofani on the right wing. Driving rips on Coleman Johnson, and a foul called on the Fairfield big. It'll be his third foul, 16-14 left.
Kofani catches the ball on the right wing, and it's not the most comfortable spot for him to catch it. But if he's just a little more patient with that ball, Tillman comes off the high screen and is going to the block. Gilbert switched off on him. That's got to be a drop into the post and let Tillman work against the smaller Gilbert.
Robinson inbounds to Deion Jones. Jones has 15 to lead all scorers in this game. He throws down low to Tillman. Nice position. Little lefty jump hook is good from Zach Tillman.
Tillman playing a nice game. Gets a nice post-up opportunity on the right block. An exchange by them, Nicholas and Tillman. Kind of messed up the defense a little bit. Gave Tillman enough time to catch it, establish himself down low, and go to that left hand.
Jones has 15, but don't sleep on Zach Tillman's 8 in this game, Steve. As he guards Sidibe on the left block now. Throws to Johnson, top of the key. Down low, Mike Kirkland. Kirkland, wild layup, and a foul is called from the off-the-ball trailing official. 15:41 to go in our second half. Monmouth up 8. Kirkland will go to the line when we come back. But, Steve, Monmouth's done a nice job extending that lead at halftime, which was 7 by a point, withstanding a little bit of a Fairfield run.
King Rice not happy with that cause. The official closest to us here made the call, and you had a baseline official and a far side official who seemed to have a better view. I don't think King is too happy with that call. There looked to be some contact, though, so I don't think it was a bad call. I just think King wanted to see one of the other guys make the call.
Mammoth 34, Fairfield 26, 15:41 to go in this game. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
15:41 to go in our second half. Monmouth in front of Fairfield by 8. And we want to remind you that Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider. Steve, we also want to give a shout-out to Joe's Pizza 3, located at 230 Wall Street in West Long Branch. Proud to support the Mammoth Hawks. 732-222-1027 or visit joespizzalongbranch.com. Hawks up 8. Mike Kirkland Jr. with a free throw. Two free throws when we come back to the live action. Hawks up 8, Steve. Doing a pretty good job in this game. Friday night, Mac Hoops. Mammoth back at it Sunday afternoon on ESPN3. At home, our guys, Matt Harmon, Bob Lampin, and we'll have the Shore Sports Network call. You and I will be on ESPN3, but still 15 minutes, 41 seconds of action yet to be decided in this one.
And Mammoth playing that 2-3 defense, causing the Stags a lot of problems, especially in that first half. That time Kirkland caught the ball very deep in the middle of the zone, went hard to the basket, drew the foul, and he's at the line right now making the first shot.
Kirkland makes them both. It's 34-28. KJ Rose back in for Fairfield. Andrew Nicholas, Chris Brady in for Mammoth. Robinson throws to Brady on the left wing. Mammoth into their motion look here. DeLeo drives around Steve Johnson, goes out to Robinson. His pull-up two is good. Justin Robinson now with 4 points.
Mammoth's been running that play a lot where they're having the ball thrown to a big on the wing, and then they're trying to set a screen after the big reverses the ball to get him rolling to the block. The Stags have really pressured that play. That time DeLeo just took it to the basket, drew the defense, and then kicked it to Robinson.
Hawks up 8, 5 minutes gone by second half. Gilbert throws down low, Sidibe. Nicholas with a big block. Brady with a big block on Kirkland's putback. Robinson leads Mammoth back the other way now. Robinson weaving in and out of traffic. Nicholas top of the key triple. Bang! Hawks back up. Double figures. 39-28.
I love that shot for Nicholas. The pitch back in transition. Justin Robinson getting to the middle of the lane. Turns all the way around to the top of the key. I don't think that's done enough in transition. Nicholas catch and shoot. Knocks it down.
He started it with a block. Brady had one, and then he finished that sequence with that three. Fairfield possessing. Rose on the right wing. Throws Kirkland. Foul line jumper is no good. Nicholas with the rebound.
Kirkland catches the ball in the middle of the zone, but Brady does a great job of contesting it, making him shoot over him.
Robinson pull up and transition is missed. Brady offensive rebound. He misses the putback. Loose ball. Kirkland and Jones go diving for it. There's a whistle, and they'll give the ball to Mammoth. As Kirkland, I think, landed on the basketball, he got the wind knocked out of him. The Mammoth bench wanted a foul on Kirkland. Instead, Mammoth will possess with 14:04 to go in this game.
A little bit of contact there. Kirkland and Jones fighting for the ball. Kirkland some contact. But Jones falls. Kirkland dives on it, but lands out of bounds. So Mammoth ball. It looks like King is looking for a call there, but...
Coaches is... politicking, I believe they call that.
Sure.
They're actually in front of the Mammoth bench now, and they're having, I don't know, kind of friendly words, but Nicholas ready to inbound. Hawks up 11. It's the first time in this game they've held a double-digit advantage.
Right now they have a lot of energy, a lot of intensity. It's nice to see. We'll see right now where they go on this possession. Robinson initiating at the top.
6 minutes gone by second half. Robinson being guarded by Rose. Throws over on the right wing to DeLeo. DeLeo drives around Tyler Nelson. Now pulls it back out. Deion Jones now has the top of the key. Makes a nice move around Rose. Driving kick, DeLeo three. Front of the iron. Coleman Johnson and Jones battle. Ball knocked out of bounds by Deion Jones. Fairfield will get it back.
Well, that move from Deion Jones has really caused a lot of people problems trying to press up on him. I think that was KJ Rose. Jones just sweeps that ball through. Rose goes the other way, and Jones able to get into the lane. Nice kick to DeLeo. he just couldn't knock it down. But Jones right now really playing well.
Playing well both ends of the floor. Hawks up 11. Coleman Johnson throws it to Tyler Nelson. Nelson drives. He's cut off. Has to pick up his dribble. Steve Smith throws left wing to Rose. Rose down low to Sidibe. Sidibe right at Brady. Reverse layup is good.
Well, that's a great take there by Sidibe. Puts his shoulder right into Chris Brady. Then goes to the other side of the rim and finishes.
Jones brings everyone up for Monmouth. Nicholas is wide open. Robinson finally sees him. And he throws over. Nicholas picks up his dribble. Throws top of the key. Robinson now. Monmouth up 9. Rose and Robinson do battle. Rose knocks one out of bounds. So Monmouth will inbound. Austin Tillman will come in. He'll come in for Max DeLeo. You mentioned we see Brady and Tillman on the floor tonight, first time in a while. Something we've seen a lot more recently is Robinson and Tillman on the court at the same time.
Oh, with Josh James being hurt, Austin Tillman being that guy off the bench, an extra ball handler, and now playing a lot of minutes with Robinson.
Mama throws into the backcourt to Robinson. Rose is going to pressure Robinson right when he crosses the timeline. 10 on the shot clock for Robinson. Throws to Nicholas left wing. Catch and shoot three is off the mark. Deion Jones, a big offensive rebound. And then he's fouled with 12:50 to go in the second half. Coleman Johnson picks up foul number 4.
What a game Deion Jones is playing right now. He's all over the court. He's energetic. He's crashing the glass. That time he grabs the rebound there over two Stags. He's all over the floor right now. It's great to see because we always talk about how good Deion Jones is, but really how good he can be. He can be even better.
We're starting to see more of the overall Deion Jones game tonight. Robinson inbounds to Deion Jones, being guarded by Marcus Gilbert. He throws for Robinson, who's come to get it. New shot clock for Monmouth with 12:40 and counting to go in our second half. Chris Brady will pull up for a long two. That one off the mark. And Deion Jones will be called for an over-the-back foul there with 12:38 remaining.
And that was probably the right call. Jones was all over the back there of Gilbert. But, again, crashing the glass, being active. And Brady with the step out there, the face-up. Could have knocked that down. But, again, Jones crashing the glass.
Hawks up 9. Fairfield with the ball. 12.5 to go in this second half. Nelson top of the key. They swing it. Steve Smith throws for K.J. Rose. Rose on the right wing. Gets a screen from Gilbert. Dribbles himself top of the key. Throws left corner to Nelson. Return pass to Rose on the right wing. Rose looking for teammates. Throws for Gilbert. Gilbert goes down low. Sidibe. Sidibe goes right at Brady. Little lefty jump hook is off the mark. Nicholas with the rebound. Tremendous defense from Chris Brady.
Great defense. Staying vertical and straight up.
Justin Robinson drives. Throws one over to Brady. Brady misses the shot. But he'll go to the line for 2 with exactly 12 minutes to go in this game.
Now, this is where footwork is so important. I know Brady caught the ball there, but he caught it. His footwork was a little off. Now, he's got to catch there, pivot, go up strong to his left, or pivot the other way and finish with the right hand. And he kind of threw up an awkward shot, but he still got the call and got fouled. But that's the development of these bigs. When Brady can do that, where he can catch, he can pivot, maybe dribble if he has to, and finish around the rim with authority, he's going to be one heck of a ball player.
He missed the first free throw. Sidibe out. Rose out. Segura in. And I believe Mike Kirkland Jr. in as well. Brady's second free throw is also missed. Falls into the arms of Steve Smith. Under 12 minutes to go in this one. Nelson, quick triple back the other way. It's good. Tyler Nelson makes this a 6-point game.
And that's something that's inexcusable. You can't give up a transition three to the other team's best 3-point shooter. That's the second time that this has happened in this game.
11:38 and counting to go in this game. Hawks up 39-33. Colin Stewart's into the game. Andrew Nicholas has it on the left wing. Nicholas picks up his dribble. Segura picks his pocket. And then Nicholas commits the foul. Little Fairfield run here. Steve has made this 39-33 with about 8.5 minutes gone by in the second half.
Fairfield has really picked up their pressure defensively. I assume Sidney Johnson got into them at halftime and really right after that first timeout in the second half when they had one bad possession and he called timeout and probably gave it to him a little bit. His guys are really, really pressuring the ball right now.
Hawks up 39-33, 11:28 to go in this game, and we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Monmouth in front of Fairfield, 39-33, 11:28 to go in our second half from Webster Bank Arena. Steve Bazaz, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Harrison Strevin's back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. Steve, we take a look at our upcoming schedule, and it's presented by Scala's Pizzeria. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. Give them a call, 732-222-8728, or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. Next time out, we're on ESPN3 at 1:50 or so for a 2 o'clock game, Monmouth and Manhattan. Next Thursday, up at Quinnipiac, I believe that'll be myself and Matt Harmon for a 7 o'clock game, before returning home February the 8th for a 2 p.m. ESPN3 tilt with Canisius. Steve, of Monmouth's final games, all but two starting Sunday will be on ESPN3. Good national exposure and a tough schedule coming up for the Hawks.
It certainly doesn't get any easier for the Monmouth Hawks, Eddie. We know how good Manhattan is just seeing them last week. Monmouth has always struggled with Quinnipiac. That's a road game and a tough place to play. And then Canisius, I would say, is probably the surprise team in the league right now, where they are in the MAC at 7-4. They come to West Long Branch, and then a Siena team that is getting healthier by the day. It's going to be a tough grind out finish to the season.
...11:28 to go in this game. Hawks in front by 6. Bit of a fair field to run the last couple of minutes. Monmouth led by as many as 11 about 3 minutes ago. Nice fair field run to cut into this lead, Steve. And now what does Monmouth have to do to kind of come back, as they've countered with a lineup that a lot of the guys on the court, the reason Monmouth grew that double-digit lead, I see Nicholas DeLeo and Jones out there.
Well, Robinson, Tillman comes off. I think the pressure defense, King wants to go back to his traditional lineup of Robinson running things, but they have to do a better job of handling the pressure that Fairfield is giving them right now and just execute their offense and get some good looks.
Segura drives, floater over Kofani is up and good, and just like that, it's a four-point game, 39-35. Nelson knocks a ball out from Jones as Monmouth tries to advance quickly. Hawks will inbound.
And that's another good look for Fairfield there. The Monmouth got out of the zone, the 2-3 zone, I thought was working great for them. King switches up the defense there. He switches up defenses all game long, so that's nothing new. But we'll see if one of the bigs come back. Does Coach Rice go back to the 2-3 zone eventually in this second half?
Under 11 to go in this game. Monmouth possessing with 24 on the shot clock. Robinson calling out signals. Has Segura on him. Shakes him. Into the lane. Robinson. Floater. Too strong. Rebound comes out to Segura. Here he comes. Leads Nelson. Four in a row for Fairfield. It's 39-37, Monmouth.
I think Monmouth has to start running some better offense here. Again, the pressure defense of the Stags is really bothering them. Robinson with a lot to do. Segura really, really pressuring him, doing a good job that last possession.
10:20 to go in this game. Jones catches, pulls into one, an air ball. And they'll say Fairfield's ball. Coach Rice is screaming that that ball was deflected, and Steve, they'll overrule the official. Good job not changing the shot clock, as Monmouth will inbound with 18 on the shot clock.
Well, it was a deflection or a foul, because that ball was way off. King Rice calling a timeout here, trying to draw something up. Again, the Monmouth Hawks a little stagnant right now offensively. Credit Fairfield's defense. They've really, really turned it up right now. I believe Monmouth should go back to the 2-3 when they go back on defense.
10:16 to go in our second half. Monmouth in front, but now just in front by 2, 39-37. Now they're not sure. Coach Rice is furious right now because he signaled a 30, and then no one was sure if it was a 30 or a 60. And Coach Rice is livid at one of the Fairfield assistants, I believe, as now they've extended it. What was that, to a 60?
Well, one of the Fairfield assistants was basically just asking the officials, is this a 30 or is this a full? I don't think King liked that too much. And now they made it a full timeout.
Well, now, Steve, can Monmouth, I think the question, match Fairfield second half intensity? The Hawks grew this lead I believe it was 39-28. Fairfield on a big scoring run now to make this two. The Hawks had the first half intensity. Now Fairfield's kind of taken it. What does Monmouth do to get it back?
Well, right now they have to execute better in the half-court set. The Fairfield defense has really turned up in this half. Monmouth has struggled the last few possessions to get good shots. So they have to work their offense, set good screens, swing the ball. And then defensively, they have to do a better job of, one, getting out on shooters. Nelson had that three in transition. You can't let that happen. They've also gotten some shots closer to the rim. We'll see if Monmouth sticks to the man or goes back to the 2-3.
Nelson's got 11 to lead Fairfield. Deion Jones has 15 to lead Monmouth. The inbound to Deion Jones. Deion being guarded by Steve Smith. Jones on the right wing. Throws top of the key. Robinson. 10 on the shot clock. Robinson will pull up for three. Hit the deck. No call. Ball out of bounds on the rebound off Kofani. So Fairfield with a chance to tie this game with a two or take a lead for the first time in the second half if they're able to hit a three.
Yeah, and that's not a good possession here. And sometimes when teams turn up the defense, you want to be able to drop it into the post. It takes a lot of pressure off your offense when teams are really pressuring out high. Tillman coming back in. I like that sub. Maybe they can get Tillman a look inside. Also, King has gone back to the 2-3.
Fairfield moving it around. You got to locate Nelson. He's on the right wing. Segura throws to Steve Smith Jr. He hit a three in the first half as well. Picks up his dribble, throws left wing to Gilbert. 8 on the shot clock. Gilbert throws to Nelson. Nelson back to Gilbert. Pump picks Robinson in the air. Steps into a three. Way off into the arms of Max DeLeo. Outlet pass to Robinson. Robinson leads a 3-on-3. What a bounce pass that's deflected away. And they say off Deion Jones. So Fairfield will get it back.
Not a bad look there by Robinson. He tried to thread the needle between two guys with the bounce pass. A little bit of traffic. Gilbert was there, who's very long. Deflection. And they say it's Stag's ball, but tough pass, though, Robinson. Great look. It is a tough pass and catch, though, in traffic.
A tough angle, too, as him and Jones were near each other. Hawks in front by two. We near the nine-minute mark in the second half. Smith on the right wing. Throws top of the key, Segura. Return pass to Steve Smith. Bounces it to Segura, top of the key. Into the lane. Wraparound pass. Down low, Kirkland's fouled by Deion Jones. 9:01 remaining. Deion Jones picks up foul number two.
Right now, the Fairfield Stags are getting a lot of open looks because they're getting into the middle of the lane, either through dribble penetration or just from passing the ball and catching in the high post, and they're getting some open looks because of that.
Mike Kirkland at the line. 4 points for the junior from Florida. He'll miss that first free throw.
Earlier on, Robinson had a nice foul on Sidibe. He had a wide open look. Robinson came, fouled him. Sidibe missed both foul shots. Same thing here. Kirkland going in the line. He had an open layup. Jones came over late, blocked a shot, got called for a foul, and he misses both foul shots. So that's 4 points saved right there by Monmouth.
The rebound went to Andrew Nicholas. Monmouth advances it to Max DeLeo. DeLeo down low, Zach Tillman, and one! Huge finish from Zach, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play.
You got the missed foul shot. You got advance up the sideline after the outlet, and then DeLeo drives hard baseline, draws the defense, drops it off to Tillman. Tillman's playing a phenomenal basketball game right now, and I love the sub when King went back to Zach Tillman. Again, it's nice to have a guy you can drop the ball into, take some pressure off the offense and let Zach go with his back to the basket, especially in a game like this where he's playing so well.
Zach Tillman's career high before tonight was 17 points. Last February against Marist. Right now he's got 10. And at the line shooting for a three-point play, which he misses. Ball out of bounds off Andrew Nicholas. Monmouth in front 41-37. And Steve, something I've noticed recently with Zach, he seems to be able to play maybe an extra minute or two before he needs that sub as he gets himself into better playing shape.
Well, I think that's his biggest issue, is that he's so talented, but he does get tired and has plays where he looks it. If he can keep improving that wind, he can play longer minutes and really be a factor.
Steve Smith off on a three. Monmouth's Austin Tillman pulls down the rebound. Deion Jones gliding to the rim will lay it in. Just like that, Monmouth back in front, 43-37. Jones has 17.
What an athletic move. Again, advancing the ball up to Deion Jones up the sideline. He goes hard into the middle and then glides across the lane, hangs in the air, and finishes with the right hand.
Austin Tillman draws the assignment of Nelson. Backdoor find to Gilbert. And a foul is called. They call a foul on Zach Tillman with 8:09 to go in this game. And, Steve, I agree with you. I think that foul was called, but it should be on the floor, not in the act of shooting.
But Gilbert never attempted a shot. He jumped in the air like he was going to shoot it. And then when he got bumped by Tillman, he basically just landed and never shot the ball. He never shot it. It shouldn't be a shooting foul.
It shouldn't be a shooting foul. I couldn't agree more. It should be on the floor as Gilbert makes foul shot number one. It's Zach Tillman's second foul. Max DeLeo takes a seat. Colin Stewart checks back in. Gilbert makes both free throws. A gift two for Fairfield as it's again 43-39. Tillman running the show. Robinson on the bench. He bounces it right elbow to Nicholas. Nicholas faces up on Smith. His jumper is no good off the front of the iron. Rebound tipped into the arms of Gilbert. Gilbert advances with under 8 to go. All the way to the rim. He'll lay it in and the foul. I thought Nicholas was there. It'll be a chance for three for Marcus Gilbert.
But that's what Marcus Gilbert does best, making things happen, attacking the rim, basically beats everybody down the floor. A lot of the Monmouth Hawks, especially Andrew Nicholas, were trying to take a charge, but nobody really cut him off and nobody stopped ball, and Gilbert had a full head of steam and puts it in.
Fairfield will be shooting to cut Monmouth's lead to one when we come back. It's 43-41 now. With 7:49 to go, we are back after a 60-second pause here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Monmouth on top, but Steve, just by two over Fairfield, 43-41 with 7:49 to go in our second half from Webster Bank Arena. Marcus Gilbert will be coming out of this timeout, shooting to cut this to a one-point game. We talked about it a few minutes ago. Monmouth has to match Fairfield's intensity here in the second half. Home team Stags right now playing a little more desperate with a little more passion, under 8 to go.
Yeah, they definitely turned up the intensity defensively, and now on offense, getting much better shots. Monmouth has to do a better job defensively. Gilbert got that coast to coast, basically. Nobody stopped the ball. He was able to get to the rim and finish.
Steve, you take a look at the second half numbers. Fairfield up that shooting percentage to 43%. Monmouth shot 56% in the first half. That number in the second half has plummeted to under 38%.
Yeah, and they're getting more points in the paint, too. The Stags are 30-20 right now, points in the paint. But Monmouth had a big advantage earlier on in the first half. The Stags, again, getting better and better looks. But Monmouth has really cooled off, like you said, Eddie, down to 37% in this half. 48 for the game, which is good. But they went from 56% in the first half to 37%. Well, again, we've talked about it a lot. Fairfield really, really doing a better job defensively.
Gilbert missed his free throw. Sidibe lost it out of bounds. So Monmouth will get the ball back. Up two. Nicholas, Tillman, Jones, Stewart, and Tillman. The Monmouth five is pressure from Fairfield. Deion Jones breaks it. Hands off to Austin Tillman. Freshman controls top of the key. Dribble handoff to Deion Jones. Jones gets into the lane. Contested step back two is off the mark. Rebound by Sidibe. Not a good shot.
But Jones is playing well, and right now he looks like the guy that's going to have to score. Justin Robinson in this game is only 2 of 9 for 4 points. You can't rely on Justin Robinson every single night to do everything for you. Monmouth is going to need somebody else to step up. Right now that's been Deion Jones in this game. But it'll be nice if Monmouth can get out of here with the W when Justin Robinson doesn't really have it.
7 minutes to go. Gilbert slip pass to Sidibe, and Sidibe will be called for a travel with 6:58 to go. Steve, you know what I just noticed? Marcus's brother Malcolm hasn't played a minute in this game.
He played a lot in West Long Branch because Sidibe was out, and I thought he played a pretty nice game off the bench in a bigger role. But Sidibe in, getting all those minutes. Nice job, Andrew Nicholas, on the rotations there, forcing the travel from Sidibe on the catch.
Under 7 minutes to go. Robinson controls for Monmouth, dribbling between the circles. Hawks leading 43-41. Dire need of a bucket here. Jones Throws it left wing. Nicholas Tillman. Nice catch down low. Gathers and puts it in. Big Zach's got 12, playing a heck of a game.
And that's a great play right there where they run a counter two. Earlier on in the game, they ran a play where Robinson went all the way across the baseline for a shot. That time, instead of going across, he screened for one of the bigs. And that was Zach Tillman. Tillman gets a look there. That's a phenomenal basketball play and great execution.
Gilbert fires a deep three. That one way off the mark. Deion Jones pulls it down. Hawks with a four-point lead and the basketball. Jones brings it up, stops on a dime, and he'll now wait for his point guard to join him. Jones, top of the key, jumps the pass, throws to Robinson. Robinson, extra pass to Nicholas for three. That's off the back of the iron. Segura tracks the rebound down.
A quick reversal there by Justin Robinson. Nice pass to get Nicholas a shot.
Everyone back the other way now as Segura is fouled by Deion Jones out front. Number three on Deion with 5:57 remaining in this game.
I love the execution by the Monmouth Hawks on this end. Justin Robinson pitches the ball at the left wing and then runs through to the baseline and screens the opposite big man on the block. And then Tillman's able to roll across the lane and catch it and score. It's a good job.
That foul is Monmouth's ninth. So Segura will go to the line for 1-1. The freshman from Texas misses his free throw. Nicholas with the rebound. Hawks want to push. Robinson in transition. Little pull-up in the lane is off the iron. Rebound by Fairfield Steve Smith. You're right, Robinson, normally great. He doesn't have it this evening. Nelson, blocked by Zach Tillman, and then Deion Jones pulls down the rebound. What a game by Zach Tillman tonight. Hawks advancing the other way. Nicholas tried a little bounce pass to Tillman. Tillman almost lost it out of bounds. He saved it in. It leads to a Fairfield break. Segura will lay it in transition. It's again down to a two-point game.
All right, Coach Rice not happy on the sideline. Andrew Nicholas has to be better than that. He tries to throw a very tough bounce pass to Zach Tillman, a poor angle. I know King's not happy right now on the sideline. They had an opportunity there at a bucket.
Colin Stewart lobs one down low to Tillman, and he is fouled with 5:05 to go in the second half. Steve, he's starting to assert himself down low. To now, that's where Monmouth is looking to go late in the game. Normally, that they just do it early.
And I love that move right there by Zach Tillman. The lob pass from the corner. He catches it, spins to the right hand, goes up strong, gets fouled, going to the foul line. But really nice, fluid, comfortable move. You know, Eddie, you know, I think Zach Tillman's potential is huge because he has such a natural back-to-the-basket game and can go to either hand. He knocks down that foul shot, too. So nice job out of Zach Tillman tonight. He's really playing a nice game.
5:05 to go. Tillman now at 13. Tillman makes them both. Monmouth back up by 4, 47-43. Brady and DeLeo in. Tillman and Jones come out. 5 minutes to go in this one. Steve, this one a lot closer down the stretch than when the first time these two teams played.
Credit the Fairfield Stags. They fell down by double figures early on in the second half. They really fought to come back in this game.
Good ball movement here by Fairfield. Gilbert for three, off the mark. Rebound knocked out of bounds. They say Robinson knocked it out as he and Coleman Johnson competed for it. Fairfield to inbound. Not sure what the coaches were. Coach Rice is calling a timeout, so he'll take a 30 with 4:45 remaining. I don't know if this is a play they can go to the monitor to check as Fairfield will inbound. New shot clock, 4:45 to go. Monmouth in front by four. Steve, how does Monmouth finish this game out, move to 8-3 in the MAC?
Well, it starts now with getting stops. Up four, you want to try to be solid defensively. Monmouth was in the 2-3 zone there last possession. I like the 2-3 zone again. Fairfield looked really good when Monmouth went man. In the first half, they were more comfortable. In the second half, they executed and got some shots off the man defense. When Monmouth has gone zone, that's when they've been at their best. And then offensively, I know Tillman's out of the game right now, and so is Deion Jones, two guys who have been scoring for them in this game. So offensively, you got to rely on Justin Robinson to get you into a set and run good offense and try to beat that Fairfield pressure.
Stags throw into the backcourt. 4:40 and counting to go in this game. Can Monmouth hang on, leading 47-43. Gilbert on the left wing.
And Monmouth into a man defense here.
Tyler Nelson fouled by Colin Stewart. That's Monmouth's 10th team foul. And it'll be a double bonus the rest of the way for Fairfield. Colin Stewart picks up foul number one. That gets Deion Jones quickly off the bench.
And Monmouth goes man. Colin Stewart draws the matchup of Tyler Nelson. Nelson catches right away and rips on Stewart. And then a foul. Monmouth in the bonus. But now Nelson going to the line for two.
And he makes the first one. I think, Steve, we can all agree this is a game that not only is winnable, but one that Monmouth needs to win. Keep pace with some of the upper-tier teams in this league. As Sidibe comes back for Coleman Johnson.
It's a game that is obviously very winnable against a team that's at the lower end of the standings in the MAC. Any road game is tough. But if you're a really good team and a true top-notch team, you find a way to win this game. You find a way to win without Justin Robinson playing his best and shooting or having a good shooting night. This is where Deion Jones needs to step up, or Andrew Nicholas, a senior, needs to step up and make a play.
Hawks up two with the ball. We near the four-minute mark. Robinson throws one away. Marcus Gilbert pitches ahead to Segura. His floater is off the mark. Gilbert is fouled by Chris Brady with 4:06 to go. Brady was just trying to get the rebound, and that is a tough, tough call on Chris Brady.
Wow, that's a really tough call. As I thought Gilbert's momentum just basically carried him out of bounds, but the call was that Brady pushed him out. So now Gilbert's going to go to the line after another foul on Monmouth, and he's going to the line for two on a play where he caught a rebound running out of bounds. He's going to now get shots out of it. That's huge. That's why it's so important to stay out of the bonus, because Gilbert's now getting shots on a play that wasn't even near the rim or taking a shot.
Andrew Nicholas takes a seat. Monmouth goes big as Brees Kofani comes in. Fairfield counters. They'll go big too. So each team with two bigs, Kofani and Brady for Monmouth, Johnson and Sidibe for Fairfield.
And you credit Gilbert on the defensive end, though. He picked off a pass, a lazy pass by Robinson.
Both free throws go in. We're tied at 47. 4 minutes to go. And there's a foul in the backcourt on Fairfield. It'll go on Jerome Segura. It'll be the seventh foul on Fairfield with exactly 4 minutes to go in this game.
And if I'm Sidney Johnson, I'm shaking my head there too, because Kofani was dribbling the ball up the floor. That's what you want. Robinson was surrounded by two guys, but they call a hold on Segura. So that puts Fairfield in the penalty, and now Robinson going to the line for 1-1 on a foul that was committed at half court.
Robinson makes the first free throw. I guess back-to-back head scratchers both ways.
Yep.
Robinson hasn't been his usual self tonight, but he hits two big ones to put Monmouth in front, 49-47.
They got the big lineup in with Brady and Kofani now, Deion Jones as well. Monmouth going back into that 2-3.
Got to find Nelson. This is Smith on the wing. And he is called for traveling. Wow, what a bad unforced error on Steve Smith.
A little ball pressure can do that to you, and even though he wasn't close to the three-point line, Monmouth was pressuring out in that 2-3, and Smith coughed it up.
3 minutes, 51 seconds to go. Monmouth in front by two and getting the ball back as we'll step out for the final time for immediate timeout. Hawks up 49-47. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
3 minutes, 51 seconds left. Steve, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it money time. We call it winning time. Hawks up two, getting the ball back. If they can hang on and get a big road win up here in Webster Bank Arena, they keep pace with the upper-tier teams in the MAC, and it's right there in front of them. They have the ball and the lead.
Yeah, we'll see where Coach Rice wants to go with this basketball. Tillman's been good down low, but he's out. Kofani was just in defensively. He comes out after the timeout, and Nicholas is in for him. Usually King likes to go to Justin Robinson or Deion Jones in these situations, so we'll see.
It'll be Deion Jones off the ball, Robinson to bring it up. 3:40 and counting. uses a Nicholas screen. Robinson picks up his dribble, throws for DeLeo. Back to Robinson, 20 on the shot clock. Robinson drives on Gilbert. Stops, throws out to Nicholas, top of the key, DeLeo. 15 on the shot clock. DeLeo, nice drive. Brady with the seal. DeLeo lays it in.
That's a great job. Max Leo going hard to that right hand. Brady holding his position down low. By Brady sealing, his man can't help on the drive. DeLeo finishes at the rim.
3:15 and counting. Monmouth up 51-47. Hawks back to that zone. Gilbert throws Segura. Left wing, Nelson. Fairfield playing catch with it on the outside. Segura throws to Coleman Johnson. Kick out to Nelson. Back to Johnson. Elbow jumper's good.
Well, they were definitely daring Coleman Johnson to shoot that ball. He caught the ball in the high post a few times. Nobody guarded him, so he turned around and shot it and knocked it down.
2:48 and counting to go. Monmouth in front, 51-49. Robinson makes a couple of nice moves and then throws one away. Him and DeLeo not on the same page. Robinson threw one into the seats with 2:42 to go.
I think DeLeo's got to make his cut earlier or not cut. DeLeo went back door. Justin Robinson didn't think DeLeo was going to cut. He thought he was going to spot up.
2:30 to go in this game. Fairfield with a chance to tie or take the lead. Segura throws it right wing to Gilbert. They want Johnson down low. Instead, Gilbert throws top of the key to Nelson. 15 on the shot clock. They go to Coleman Johnson. Backdoor cut to Tyler Nelson. Nelson leads for Sidibe. Brady got a hand on it and then deflects the rebound to Andrew Nicholas.
What a great look there. Nelson, nice pass to Sidibe. Just couldn't finish.
Monmouth with 2 minutes even has a two-point lead in the basketball. Robinson is fouled by Segura. It'll be the eighth foul on Fairfield, so Robinson will go to the line for 1-1.
And that's where Robinson's so hard to guard. The floor is spread. Robinson basically isolation. Segura trying to stay in front of him, but a simple hand play there, and Robinson gets the call.
1 second under 2 minutes to go in this game. It's 51-49, Monmouth. Robinson hits a big free throw. So calm, Steve, in money time. You kind of have a hard time remembering that he's 19.
And only a sophomore.
Robinson made them both. That's big. Hawks up 53-49. Monmouth back to the 2-3 zone. Nelson, top of the key. Throws for Segura. Segura will replace him at the top of the key. 100 seconds to go. Hawks up 4. Coleman Johnson throws to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson back to Gilbert. Gilbert to Coleman Johnson. Picks up his dribble, throws one in the backcourt. This is where Nelson is. Nelson, offensive foul, discarding Max DeLeo. Wave off the made three-point attempt. Huge momentum swing in this game.
Wow, what an enormous call in this game. Nelson drives hard to his right hand, pushes off a little bit on DeLeo. DeLeo, nice acting job, and he stepped back and drilled the three, but no shot as an offensive foul was called.
Ball goes into the backcourt. It was deflected by Fairfield. Stags wanted to travel on Justin Robinson. Coach Rice calls timeout with 1:14 to go. And Monmouth in front of Fairfield, 53-49. 20 seconds, Steve, on the shot clock in what's been a crazy last couple of seconds.
Wow, what a call in this game. That is absolutely huge because Nelson drilled that three on the step back, but no shot. Wave it off. Max DeLeo pressuring the ball. And again, Max DeLeo's defensive intensity causing that play.
I just slid Steve a note. Max DeLeo's a winner.
Yes, he is.
It's funny. You know what? And we say that about a lot of guys, but that play, all that is in the box score is an offensive foul on Tyler Nelson. But if that three goes in, it's a one-point game. And things are drastically different right now. Still not out of the shed yet. Hawks, with 74 seconds to go, lead by 4. Steve, incredibly small lineup in for Monmouth now. Nicholas Stewart, Robinson Jones, DeLeo.
Well, Fairfield's been pressuring a lot, so Monmouth goes to the 5 guards and also their foul shooting lineup. Colin Stewart coming in.
They inbound to Colin Stewart. Sidibe's on him. I don't think they're trying to give the foul. Stewart picks up his dribble, now throws to Robinson. 10 on the shot clock. Minute to go in the game. Robinson into the lane. Around Segura. Gilbert blocks it, but a foul called. A foul called with 1:01 to go in this game. They call that foul on Jerome Segura. His third foul will send Robinson to the line, I believe for two in the act of shooting.
Now I'm looking at Sidney Johnson right now, and if I was him, I think I'd be going crazy as well, because I thought Robinson made a nice take to the lane, got bumped a little bit by Segura, and Gilbert came over and really had a nice block shot doing what he's supposed to do there in that situation. But if I'm Sidney Johnson, I think I'm barking myself to see if I can get a call in this final minute, because a couple calls have gone Mammoth's way in the last possessions.
Robinson makes a free throw, putting Mammoth up 5, 54-49. 1:01 to go. Steve, look how spent Max DeLeo is physically.
He looks like that after every game. He's just and he's banged up, too. He's got an ankle, a back injury, but he just gives his all every single game. And like you said, Eddie, such a winner.
Robinson hits them both. That word can also be coined to the Mammoth sophomore point guard. Hawks up 6, 55-49, under 1 minute remaining.
Brady came in, and Mammoth goes back to that 2-3.
Gilbert has it left wing. Throws down low to Sidibe. Backdoor cut to Nelson. Throws top of the key Segura. Segura out to Nelson. They contest the three. DeLeo all over him. Throws up top Segura, 38 and counting. Gilbert jump stop in the lane. Brady with good defense. Sidibe catches it, lays it in. And Sidney Johnson takes a timeout. 35.1 seconds to go in the game. So for all intents and purposes, turn the shot clock off as Mammoth's in front, 55-51.
Well, that's a good possession right there by Fairfield. They needed a bucket. They did a good job of working the ball around. And then Gilbert did what he had to do, was get into the lane and make something happen. And then Sidibe was able to finish. Now, if you're Mammoth, you got to inbound the ball. Make sure you don't turn it over. You're probably going to get trapped right away when you get it, so you got to be strong with it. Make the correct pass, and then Fairfield will probably foul, and then you got to go to the line and make foul shots. You also have timeouts. Mammoth has one timeout left, so if they get trapped or get caught in a corner somewhere, then you got to burn timeout and not turn it over.
Steve said it, each team with one timeout apiece, wearing the double bonus both ways. What do you think? Fairfield goes for maybe one steal before they try to foul?
You try to get a steal on the inbound. You maybe get one trap if you catch the ball in the right spot. And then after you break that one trap, then they should foul.
Nicholas will inbound. Coleman Johnson will guard the ball. Robinson, Jones, Tillman, and DeLeo, them five Mammoth players. So Tillman's come in for Stewart, extra ball handler, and not a bad free throw shooter as well. Nicholas will inbound. Gets it into Robinson. Robinson weaving in and out of traffic. Throws ahead to Austin Tillman. And that's where Segura gives the foul with 30.5 seconds to go.
So what Mammoth basically does to break a press is they put Justin Robinson at the foul line and take everybody away from the play. And Robinson's got to work one-on-one, almost like a wide receiver, to juke and get open. And then it's up to him to break the press. When guys converge on him to trap, then it's his turn to advance the ball. Now, Austin Tillman is in the game. He's a guy you really want to foul if you're Fairfield. He makes the first, but he's really the guy you want to foul because he hasn't played that big minutes in this game. But Tillman stepping up, making his first foul shot.
And in games that Mammoth has hung on and won in the second half, remember back to at Canisius, some of the home games, he's been big down the stretch. Right on cue, he misses the second one. It's a five-point Mammoth lead, 25 seconds to go. Segura driving kick. Nelson gets open for free, and he can't put it in. Austin Tillman with the rebound, and he's fouled with 19.7 seconds to go.
Now Robinson got caught helping a little too far into the lane there. A three-pointer really keeps Fairfield in this game. I thought Robinson just was a little bit too much inside. More of a fake help there to draw the pass and then get out, but Nelson ends up missing a three. Tillman now going to the line.
He just went one of two. Two free throws coming for the freshman. Tillman, he's now missed two in a row. Off the mark there. 19.7 seconds remaining.
Brady set the check in here on a make.
One more free throw coming for Austin Tillman. He made the second one. So Brady will come in. He'll take out Tillman. And there's your go rebound if a shot's missed guy. Hawks up 57-51, 18 seconds left. Gilbert, deep three. Put it in. Marcus Gilbert bangs a three. And making it 57-54, 14 seconds to go, Sidney Johnson takes a full timeout.
Now, this is two straight games now where Monmouth has played Fairfield, where the Fairfield Stags have been so game and just so competitive and really grinding it out and making you earn it. And you got to credit Sidney Johnson there. His team's really playing hard. Gilbert making a big three there. Monmouth only up three now, 14 seconds left. They still have one timeout.
Full timeout. We're going to keep things on the floor for the conclusion of this one. Stay tuned. Win or lose, hopefully win. Head coach King Rice will join us post-game.
I'm watching the huddle here at Fairfield, and Bill Carmody is now on their bench as the special assistant. And it's funny to see a guy like that who's so experienced. He's so poised, but he just basically ran the coach's huddle right there and had the board and was going over things and probably going over a press of how they want to try to deny Robinson the ball. What an asset that is for Sidney Johnson to have that on your bench.
Well, it's similar to, now Sidney Johnson played for Bill Carmody at Princeton, rather, before Carmody took off for Northwestern. And Bill Carmody, a Monmouth County guy, ties to the Monmouth program. He's the brother-in-law of head football coach Kevin Callahan. And for all whatever, Bill Carmody is a phenomenal coach. And he's been around the college game a long time, for old Princeton guy. So you said having that wisdom in there, I got to ask him, is he commuting from Spring Lake, though, or does he live up here in Bridgeport?
I wonder if he's taken in any Shore Regional basketball games. His brother is the head coach of Shore Regional.
Wouldn't be a broadcast without dropping the Blue Devils in there. Andrew Nicholas will inbound. 14 seconds to go in this one. Nicholas inbounds to Robinson. They don't give the foul immediately. Robinson splits a double team, and they give the foul with 11.7 to go. Segura will foul out of this one. So the point guard for Fairfield has fouled out. And he'll have to sit down now. He doesn't know he just picked up his fifth foul.
Well, it looks like that. They tried to double-team Robinson. Segura and Smith tried to double-team him. But what happened is that Smith fell and tripped, and that freed Robinson up there to get that inbounds pass.
So he'll have to sit down. We'll see. They might counter with K.J. Rose, who's the backup point guard. Steve Johnston, who played a lot in the game in West Long Branch, hasn't played a whole heck of a lot tonight. 11.7 to go. It'll be Robinson with a couple of free throws. They do bring on K.J. Rose. He's bigger, but he's not faster than Segura. Monmouth in front, 57-54. Two free throws for Robinson. You want to make it a two-point game, or rather two-possession game, with the Hawks up three.
Huge foul shots here coming for Robinson.
Robinson is cracked into double figures with 10 in this game. And he rolls one, and oh, man, I thought he pulled the string a little bit.
It certainly looked like it.
Another free throw coming for Justin Robinson. That one went in a lot easier. It's 59-54, Monmouth. 10 seconds to go in this game. Rose brings it up. 8 seconds. Hands to Gilbert. Gilbert loses it. 5 seconds to go. Gilbert's going to drive. They're going to give him the two with 2 seconds to go. Andrew Nicholas has to inbound it. He inbounds to Deion Jones, and Jones is fouled with 1.6 seconds left. Monmouth's up 59-56. All Deion Jones has to do, Steve, is make a free throw, and this one should be over.
Absolutely, and also Andrew Nicholas there was inbounding the ball. He was patient. You know, sometimes guys try to get that ball and inbound it right away and rush it, but he was patient. He ran the baseline. A bunch of guys went with Justin Robinson. Jones was open. Now Jones looking for one make here.
One make is all it takes. Deion Jones has 17. He had 13 at halftime. And it's not there. He missed the first one. You just got to make the second one now.
But even if he misses this, Fairfield has no timeout, so they'll have to rebound and launch a three at the buzzer, which isn't the most highest percentage.
Yeah, but still. Jones made the second one. That'll end it. Monmouth's up 60-56. Gilbert inbounds the Rose. Rose's heave at the buzzer. It goes in! Oh, my God! How about that second free throw now? Because the final score, and they'll count that, will be 60-59. Monmouth beats Fairfield by a point at Webster Bank Arena.
Well, that shot banked in from about 75 feet. That's the difference between inbounding a ball or rebounding it and having to launch it. It's a huge difference there. But Jones did the made the foul shot. It's all for naught. It's a nice shot. But Monmouth takes care of business on the road in a game where Justin Robinson wasn't at his best. He had a tough time shooting the ball, hit some big foul shots late. But it's nice to get a win when Justin Robinson doesn't have to do everything for you. And Deion Jones played a nice game. Zach Tillman was phenomenal. And the Monmouth zone defense, I thought, was great in that 2-3, doing a good job causing Fairfield problems. But credit the Stags for fighting and grinding this out. So much pressure defense and then getting better shots in the second half. But Monmouth hangs on. And now Coach Rice and the assistant that had a little words, they make up and shake hands and all is well for the Monmouth Hawks.
Hawks come into Bridgeport. They defeat Fairfield 60-59. They improve to 12-10 overall, 8-3 in the league. Fairfield drops to 6-15 overall and 4-7 in the conference. And, Steve, what that does is that puts Monmouth now in a second-place tie with Ryder because of the head-to-head matchup. Monmouth is in second place, but both Monmouth, Ryder, and Iona all have 8 wins in the conference. Monmouth and Ryder have played an extra game than Iona. Hawks and Bronx, 8-3. Gales, 8-2. What we've now done is begun our thankfully victorious post-game show, which is presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit Jersey Mike's on the corner of Route 36 in Monmouth Road and Carriage Square. Order online at jerseymikes.com. We'll step out. 2-minute pause. When we come back, we'll take a look at final stats. We'll take a look at our player of the game, and we'll talk to the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, after a 2-minute pause. Hawks win 60-59 here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Back courtside to Webster Bank Arena. Monmouth victorious over Fairfield 60-59, running its record to 12-10, 8-3 in the league. As we'll take a look at our final game stats presented by World Subaru. Visit worldsubaru.com. Steve, Monmouth shoots 47.8% from the floor for the game compared to 38% for Fairfield. 3 Hawks in double figures, 18-6 for Deion Jones, 14 points for Zach Tillman, 12 points for Justin Robinson, another strong overall game from Max DeLeo as well. Fairfield also putting 3 Stags in double figures, led by Gilbert's 15. But the Hawks victorious in this one, game that featured 5 score ties and 9 lead changes, but they go on the road, which is not easy to do, and get a win in the MAC.
Yeah, and a good job by the Monmouth Hawks taking care of business. They only shot 38% in this half compared to 56 in the first half, where Fairfield on the other end shot 30% in the first half and 46% in the second half. So Fairfield did a better job on both ends of the floor, but Monmouth did just enough to win and hang on. And again, a night where Robinson goes 2 of 10. He also goes 8 of 8 from the foul line, though, in some big clutch free throws. Now, Eddie, we talk about close games and how you can look at so many plays that decide a close game. The plays that I want to look at. One, Max DeLeo, again, getting that steal at half court in the first half when the Stags thought they had called timeout. No whistle. Segura throws the ball to nobody. DeLeo comes, gets the rebound. That's free 2 points right there. Also, 2 plays in the second half. Wide open layups where Robinson comes over, fouls Sidibe right at the last second before he can dunk it or lay it in. Sidibe goes and misses 2 foul shots. Kirkland, same thing. Kirkland gets a ball wide open on the left side. Deion Jones comes over, contests a shot, fouls him. But Kirkland goes and misses 2 foul shots. That's 6 points right there in a close game that really could have decided it. But Monmouth making more and more winning plays and doing what good teams do and grind out victories on the road. And another great job by the Monmouth Hawks tonight.
That's why, as much as I love that this game was on television tonight on ESPNU, you got to listen to us on the Shore Sports Network, because that is on-point analysis from my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz. I couldn't agree more. And that is the difference between winning and losing a game in a league as competitive and as good as the MAC. And that's why Monmouth is now 8-3 and just a half game behind Iona for first place.
Here comes Coach Rice now. I'm sure he's pumped up after that victory.
Yeah, he's actually running across the court, which It's normally a hockey arena here, so he's got to kind of slide a little bit. And we will be joined. And our head coach interview is presented by Jersey Mike Subs. Coach Rice joining us, a victorious King Rice joining us post-game. And Coach Steve and I just broke it down a little bit, but got to say what it is. Your team went on the road, tough place to play, got to win. When Justin Robinson didn't shoot the best from the floor, he was incredibly clutch down the stretch. Three guys in double figures. Your team wins by a point. Your thoughts?
Well, I want to start off. Sydney's kids played so hard, you know, and right now they're in one of those situations like we were in last year where they're right there in every game and it's been going the other way. And I'm telling you, Sydney's a big-time coach. Their kids are respectable. They do the right thing. They play the right way. So I want to give him credit for getting his team to put it, make it a game like this where our first time on national, ESPNU, it just is good to get to win. But my kids are fighting, and they're believing in each other. And we probably couldn't have won that game last year, but we've grown up a lot. And when people make runs and they got it even, then we made a run. And our guys stuck together. Next guy would step up and just do what he's supposed to do, and the Hawks get the win.
Coach, how about winning a game where Justin Robinson doesn't shoot as good as he's done in the past? He's done so much for you guys this season. Is it nice to walk out of here with a W where Robinson doesn't have to do everything for you guys?
Well, he does so much for us all the time, and you know, but Justin at some point was going to have a game that he's not the best guy on the floor in the night. But on a night like that, I mean, what about Deion Jones? Deion Jones went crazy to start the game, and the thing about Deion is he stayed aggressive tonight. He didn't, after he had 14, 15, take a step back. He became more aggressive. Zach Tillman, I told you he's coming, and he's been getting in better and better shape. His hooks around the rim were awesome, and Zach just, I mean, that's career high. Got to be. 14?
17.
Oh, 17. Well, that felt like his career high because we was going to him. But just happy for my team, for my kids. What about Max DeLeo's charge when the game is a two-point game, when he draws the charge on Stephen Smith to get us the ball back? Just incredible.
Good win, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Coach, the last thing for me is something that we talked about right before you came out here is some of the little things that winning teams do. You had Max stealing the ball when Fairfield thought they had called a timeout. And then you had two open layups that on defense where Robinson comes over, fouls a guy, he misses two foul shots. Deion Jones comes over, rotates, fouls a guy, he misses two foul shots. That could be 6 points right there in a close game. How about talk about some of the winning plays or your team starting to make this season?
Well, we didn't ever want to give up easy baskets. And at the rim, you know, nobody gives us layups. Every time Justin, he gets in there, he has to get up off the floor. That's just college basketball. You're not going to keep laying it in people's rims. So I was happy that our guys fouled them at the rim. Usually we tap them and they get and ones. And then they get 6-8 points. But tonight, our guys, it was just, it's a great effort, great fun college basketball game. I don't know if it was a great game, but both teams played extremely hard. Ends up a one-point game.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. We appreciate you joining us post-game. You now get to return home. Tough one with Manhattan Sunday, but you get to enjoy this one. Your team now 8-3 in the MAC.
That just feels good, Eddie, hearing that number, but our work is not done. Our work is not done. We got a long way to go. I'm thankful to Dr. McNeil and President Brown that they believe in what we're doing, especially Dr. McNeil. She has calmed me down by allowing us to be here and be the coach and giving us an extension that makes the coaches be able to coach. And if that didn't happen, who knows how those games go. But thank you to Dr. McNeil for everything she does for us.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the win tonight.
All right, and I just want to say hello to my family, Alexander, my wife Summer, and Julian. I know they were watching. They probably like, Dad is messing this one up again, Ma. And but we got it done. Hello to my family.
Coach, appreciate it. Have a safe ride home.
All right, thank you.
That's King Rice, head coach of the Monmouth Hawks. We always appreciate him joining us. And you know what? I love head coaches, Steve, because they coach before the game, they coach during the game, and they coach after the game. And that's why we love that we get to work with King Rice. And we're going to let the listeners know. And you know what? It comes from Coach, but it also can come from the marketing guy, too. Fans, if you're still listening, we need you on Sunday. Please come to the game with Manhattan. Tickets are available. Call 732-263-5735, or you can purchase them online at mammothhawks.com. As Steve, will allow you to pick our McLoone's Restaurant's Player of the Game. Visit McLoone's.com for more information on all of their great restaurant locations.
Well, first, we want everybody there in the MAC on Sunday. There's only so much pregame you can watch on Super Bowl Sunday, so take a break from pregame.
Agreed.
Take a break from pregame. Come over to the MAC, watch the Monmouth basketball, hopefully get a W, and then go watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. Player of the game, Eddie, I'm going to go. I want to go Zach Tillman, but Deion Jones was excellent in this game. 8 of 13 from the floor, 1 of 1 from 3, 1 of 2 from the foul line. Deion was 18 points, 6 rebounds. He had 2 offensive rebounds and 2 assists, 1 steal. I thought Deion was phenomenal in this game. And like Coach Rice said, he stayed aggressive and very aggressive on the glass as well. Honorable mention to Zach Tillman, 6 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 3 from the foul line, 14 points. And then, of course, Max DeLeo, you know, not a huge scoring night for Max. 2 of 3, 1 of 4 from the foul line, 5 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. But DeLeo continues to make great, great winning plays.
Makes the winning plays down the stretch, helps Monmouth improve to 8-3 overall. In the league, Steve, they keep pace with Ryder, Iona, some of the other teams atop the conference. Please check us out on Sunday, as Steve said. Cut into your Super Bowl pregame with a little Monmouth basketball on ESPN3. Myself and Steve have the call when Monmouth hosts Manhattan, 2 o'clock on Sunday on ESPN3. And then listen to our good friends Matt Harmon and Bob Lampin, and they have the call on the Shore Sports Network. Partner, this is a good one. Now enjoy your Friday.
You too, sir.
I appreciate it. For my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, and Harrison Strevens back in the studio, I'm Eddie Acapinti, thanking you for listening to Monmouth Basketball. Hawks win 60-59, and you heard it on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. And by RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks high school and rec teams. Route 71 in Wall. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. For a complete schedule and more, visit monmouthhawks.com.